Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach, and I'm always up for a challenge. You want to challenge me, pal? You're going to lose. I'm just telling you that. I was listening this morning to Buzzy and Maz sing I Love New York, except that it was the worst singing I thought I had ever heard. But that's the challenge. That's the challenge. How can I sign on now without meeting that challenge? It's very simple. First of all, I go back to the movie about Al Capone where Sean Connery says, when they come after you, if they bring a knife, you bring a gun. Okay? Their knife is this song. Roll tape.
Whenever we face a crisis, New Yorkers find a way. When everyone works together, new heroes every day. New York is family, you know. Nothing beats family, and we'll win this fight together, cause we're New York. That's why I love New York. I love New York.
All right, thank you. A little mercy killing there. That was their version of New York, New York. They were in different studios, different tempos. But I'm going to meet that. I'm not only going to meet it, I'm going to raise, because that's their knife. This is my gun. Roll tape.
Oh, tiptoe through the window, by the window.
No, where I'll be. Tiptoe through the tulips with me.
How do you like it so far? Sing it, Tiny.
Oh,
nice going.
From the garden, by the garden,
tree, tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Now he gets full-bodied on this one right here.
Maybe
in
flowers with the spring could be the flowers in May.
Come on, finish it now, big.
In the garden.
Kiss you in the garden.
Tiptoe through the tulips with me.
Now comes dancing. There's actually dancing. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you. Nice move. Nice move. There. They brought their knife. I brought my gun, and I think I won. I think that's actually worse than Maz. And what do you think, Tony? You're the official judge in America's Got Talent.
My ears hurt.
Did you hear Maz singing with Buzzy?
I was trying to find an object to stick in my ears.
Oh, it was brutal, but it was a nice try.
You know, they gave
it a nice try of I Love New York. All right, a lot of things going on, obviously. And I see Dr. Birx kind of modified her statement a little bit Remember yesterday, Dr. Birx, who is the head of the whole group there, said that you should, it was strongly advised by her, that you shouldn't go out of the house for a couple of weeks, even for the pharmacy or where you get your drugs or the grocery store, okay? And then she modified it later in the day, apparently got a little heat, saying, well, you can, but only go one person at a time. So one person to the grocery store or one person to the pharmacy, and that's that. And I think most people would probably do that anyway, but it's a good refresher course. There's a little hope that maybe things are beginning to even out a little bit, but basically it was another day at the ranch. Tony, anything different, anything unusual happened to you?
I don't know about unusual, but the one thing that, you know, I read a lot and watch you know, interviews and things like that, and it's really confusing because so many, I don't know, say so-called experts have differences of opinions as to how you catch the virus, how you transmit the virus, you know, how long we are going to be shut down for. It's absolutely crazy, and you know, I don't know. I get nervous just as like anyone else when I don't understand something.
I don't understand why the president's press conferences go 3 hours. I don't understand that at all. First of all, if you look at the people in the press corps that are asking him questions, it looks like a high school field trip. They all look like they're 16 years old, and they're all out to have their Jim Acosta moment.
Oh, maybe, yeah, we got to get the gotcha moments.
Yeah, maybe if they're really lucky, he'd even have them thrown out of the meeting. That would be the best they could hope for.
Is that like a badge of honor?
Yeah, I think it is. I really do. So I get aggravated with that every time I watch it. I think he and his partners should tell what they have to tell, say what they have to say, and that's that.
But don't forget, people are buying into the lies that Trump was late in responding. Well, Trump fired half of the pandemic team. You know, this is why we're in the situation we're in.
So it aggravates me. You don't need aggravation on top of a difficult situation. But that's my first query. And 3 hours long is way too long. The attention span. I think the press corps has the attention span of a gnat unless they're going to ask the question. So I think he ought to just do it and call it a day after about a half an hour, maybe 40 minutes, something like that. Rush Limbaugh's will be off all this week by his own accounting, still dealing with health problems. So we have that going on. Buzzy was on last night from 8 to 10. We're on every day, 9 to noon. Now, I got some questions to ask today, some good ones, I think. One of the things coming out of the press conference yesterday with the president, with Governor Cuomo. I got to keep them separate. Cuomo's the one without the fabulous hair, okay? One of the things that Cuomo said is to make sure that we're doing our social distancing, which is 6 feet. 6 feet. Think about it like that. Six feet is, I'm 6'4". So if I were to lay down on this floor, I wouldn't be able to get up, so I'm not going to do that. But if I were to lay down on this floor, that would be about the distance you have to keep between you and somebody else when you're out doing whatever you're doing. If you don't do that, you could be fined in New York State. They changed it yesterday. It used to be $500, and the governor says it's up now to $1,000. Now, that's my first question. Do you think that $1,000 fine for not obeying social distancing is a little over the top? I think it is if it's an inadvertent mistake. Say you're 5 feet apart. Or say you're going around a corner or something, and whoever it is watching you, and you don't quite make 6 feet, then that's way outrageous. If you're a young kid, just got back from the beach, and you're hanging around somebody's neck, that's a different story. What do you guys think about the 6 foot? If you don't maintain that, you could be fined $1,000. What do you think, Tony?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it.
Think it's too much?
Yeah, I think it's too much.
How about you, Buzzy? $1,000, too much?
I don't like fines being thrown around. However, I think it if it gets the point across and it helps people obey the threat of $1,000, I mean, that's most of your stimulus check. So if it can keep people away from each other and get this thing to calm down and contain it before we get a vaccine, I'm all for it. But I usually don't like the state just taking money.
No, as I said, if they're showing off, if they're, say, kids showing off and purposely violating the distancing rule, okay, they'll remember that for a long time if it costs them $1,000. If it's inadvertent or just a mistake, or maybe a couple of elderly people who are trying to keep the distance and, you know, you'd have to pace them. I think any court would throw it out unless you did. Mm-hmm. You can't just, you know, visually look at somebody walking down the street most of the time.
Yeah, did you bring a tape measure out and measure the distance?
Exactly. That's what I mean. So I think it'd be very hard to enforce. When we come back, I'm going to ask you a question that will affect all of us on News Radio 930 WB. I have not seen that Peyton Manning thing. Have you seen it yet?
Yeah, I binged watched it, what was it, Sunday? It's a blast.
What's it on? Is it on Netflix or what?
ESPN was running it, one of the ESPN channels, and it was just a marathon of it, one after another.
Yeah, it's
a... You ever see that one where he's at the top of a building, huge building, and he's throwing a pass to somebody standing in the parking lot?
Yeah, who caught it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was real good.
What were you going to say, Buzz?
Oh, the Peyton Manning, it's one of those ESPN Plus originals, but obviously ESPN's running out of programming, so they've put it on ESPN and ESPN2. And like Tony, I've binge-watched a few of them. It's a really good show. I mean, Peyton Manning's just so lovable.
Yeah, everybody likes Peyton Manning. You know, So I'll try and watch it. I'm making notes while I'm talking. Okay, so my first question is the $1,000 fine for social distancing. You're supposed to stay a minimum of 6 feet apart from the next human being. As I said, if they're really pushing the envelope and just trying to goof off, get them, nail them. If it's an inadvertent foul, then I say no, don't do that. The next question is, we're all at home now. Okay, Cuomo at 11. Oh, good. We got Andrew Cuomo at 11 o'clock today for a press conference. The second question is, we're all at home now, and it's taken a period of adjustment. Most of us are in this business are out at our houses with either a camera or a microphone, and that's that. And some like it, some not. I'm asking, if you had a choice, would you like it to be like this all the time, working from home? I assume some businesses that can work from home, it's probably a very efficient way to do it because you save on the wear and tear on your car. You save on gasoline, which right now is cheap, but it isn't always cheap. It's more convenient. Like, for instance, me working here. There's some things I like about it. I get a little bit more sleep. When I'm at the studio, I get up at 4:44, and now I'm getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I got a little extra there. And one thing I do like is when I sign off, I walk maybe 20, 30 feet to the kitchen and have lunch. That's nice. I like that. I don't know if I'd want to do this all the time. I think one real advantage to this would be in the winter weather when we have bad storms and stuff. You don't have to, you know, get the ice off your windshield and slipping and sliding into work and all that stuff. I wouldn't miss that. I think this would be ideal under those circumstances. Beyond that, I think I'd rather work out of the studio, mainly because I can see Tony and Buzzy. Now, neither one of them are much to look at, but at least I know them. And I point to them, and they point to me, and we have a good time. The best part of my job is this show. That's it. It's the best part of the entire day. Okay, guys, so you're both at home now. Buzzy.
No, we're not.
You're not at home. If you were at home, Tony, you probably look forward to leaving the house. You got very active children.
Yeah, I do, but, it, you know, there's always a thing in the back of my mind how I, you know, I miss them during the day, and I'd rather be with them. But you're right. It is an escape to get out of the house. This is something.
Yeah,
change of pace. Yeah, and it's as close to my normal routine as possible.
Yeah, that's true. It doesn't disrupt your normal routine much. A genie is home. Somebody's got to be home with the kids, and
right.
The kids are home. How about you, Buzzy? If you could work out of your house, which you do occasionally, you did last night, do you like that better than coming into the studio every day?
You know, this came up yesterday, and I think 3 weeks...
What came up yesterday?
This question.
Oh, the question. Okay, go ahead.
And I think 3 weeks ago, a lot of people were thinking, work from home? That'll be great. I can work in my PJs. I've got my fridge all day. I've got my food all day. I'm in the comfort of my home. Maybe my family's here. I got the dog here. But I think 3 weeks later, you're really going to be missing going to work and those social interactions you have at work. So I like doing the night show from my apartment because, like last night, I end at 10, I can watch the new episode of Cops, and I'm asleep before 11. But I do think, without you here, without Brian here, I do miss the social interactions that we had gotten used to. Things you're missing by doing all your work at home.
Yeah, I do too. Originally, I wasn't thrilled about working from home. I still would rather work out of the studio, but there are some advantages of working at home. But the ones I miss are you guys, and we have our own language that we speak when the three of us are in the same proximity that can't be duplicated or replicated by being on a remote. You just can't do it. And I'm always a stickler for doing the best show I can do every day. And I would say that it's always better when I'm there. But this will pass muster, I guess, for now. So I'm asking a couple of questions. The $1,000 fine for social distancing, if you don't keep that 6 feet barrier by the state of New York, do you favor that? And at home, if you're working at home, would you like to stay that way? Also, we're going to throw in a little bonus question here. Yesterday, it came up, and it makes sense to me. Most of the people have to leave the house for two things. Groceries, certainly. And the other thing is the pharmacy to get your meds. When we come back, I'm going to ask the bonus question on Beach & Company. On News Radio 930, this is WBEN.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I am your home companion. I'm your companion in my own home, and I like that. And we're here for you today. A couple of questions. A $1,000 fine for New York State for violating the social distancing law, I think, is a bit much, especially if it's inadvertent, if it's by mistake. But if you're just trying to stick your a sharp fork into the nose of the state government, then if they get you. Too bad. Pay up the $1,000. Also, a lot of you are working at home. Would you like to stay this way, or would you go nuts? I think a lot of people had thought before of doing it, and maybe find, this is as good as I thought, or maybe, no, I don't want to do this anymore. And also, yesterday we were talking about going out for groceries and pharmacy, drugs, okay? And somebody came up and said that their drugstore delivers. And I thought, we've already done two shows on the delivering and takeout on fast food and things like that. But we've done nothing regarding the drugstores. So I'm saying, if your drugstore delivers prescriptions or actually delivers anything, let us know, and we'll be happy to announce it loud and clear. Now, one guy who lives in a shoe that I know, who's a friend of mine named Dan Neverth, is on the line. Obviously, he's bored and lonely. Otherwise, why is he calling me? Hello, Dan.
No, I'm not bored. I'm not lonely. I'm working on some really big projects. Here's the latest deal. That $1,000 fine, I can save everybody, and I'll make a few bucks on this myself, okay?
Okay.
I went to the lumber yard, and I bought a whole bunch of furring strips, okay? And I cut them to 6-foot lengths.
6 feet, very good.
That you wear around your waist, and then as you swing around, you can go this way, and nobody can come closer than 6 feet. So I'm going to be selling those.
Oh, well, most of the women that you've shown us in the past wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, so you're going to have to add on to that 6-foot pole.
You know what? You should be on the radio. That was funny.
Thank you very much. I see you made the paper today.
Oh, my God.
You're in the paper a lot.
To the show. This is
yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm upset.
Why?
I'm upset. Because you know my son Darren, right?
Yes, I do know Darren.
Yeah, Darren likes to party, okay? But here's what I'm upset about. I'm very angry at one of the local TV stations because they were doing a story last week about the bars that were remaining open and had to be closed because
right.
They're supposed to have them open, okay? So they showed pictures of the bars. That's okay. They showed that, all right? Then they showed two people sitting at the bar, drinking, and guess who was in that video that was taken 2 years ago? 2 years ago! My poor son, Darren.
Oh, get out. So they were showing 2-year-old video? They were showing, there was another network thing, I think, where they showed old video and proposed to be a current, something new. You would think they would be able to go out and get some current video.
My son is just like me. He would never violate the law. Okay.
Well, your family is saved because you have Dan Neverth Jr. in it, standing for truth, justice, and the American way.
That's right. Yes. Okay.
He's Super Dan, yes.
Those hated New England Patriots have done something really beautiful. They sent their team plane to China last week. They made arrangements, and they picked up all kinds of ventilators and stuff like that and brought them back. And now there's a big rivalry between the owners of the New York Jets and the New England Patriots. But because of what's going on in New York City, they gave them half of all the stuff that they brought back. And I think that's something we should remember. So when they come out on the field, when we start playing football again, maybe don't boo them as loud as we have in the past. Because that was really, really, really nice.
All right, I'm going to give you a test. Who owns the New England Patriots?
Who
owns the New England Patriots?
The guy who was at the massage parlor.
Yeah, Robert Kraft. Now, who owns, this is a good one, Dan, you're going to like this one. Who owns the New York Jets?
The New York Jets are owned by...
They're owned by Woody Johnson.
Woody Johnson. What?
Woody Johnson.
That was funny. funny. You are right. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Maybe I'll get in the paper soon. If I keep talking to you, I guarantee I will.
Hi, Sandy.
Goodbye, Dan. Take care. Dan Nevereth, dear friend, a little deranged.
Little?
No question about, yeah, more than a little deranged. He's like that all the time, by the way. This is not a put-on. He is like that. You have to be alert for that. Okay, the questions, the $1,000 fine. Yes, the governor yesterday said the $500 fine was not enough. It's now a $1,000 fine. They haven't announced how many, and some of our texters wanted to know this, how many $500 fines were enforced, because he moved it from 500 to 1,000. You must be 6 feet away. Social distancing, very, very important. So we want to know if you think that's fair and balanced. How about that? And at home, you're at home. Would you like to stay this way? I think if I had a choice, I'd go back to the studio. But I still, this is a lot better and a lot easier than I thought. You do miss the communication between the other two guys in the on the show at the same time. And if you are a pharmacy and you deliver, we'd like to hear from you. Just give us a regular call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930, because there are people who can't get out to you, and maybe you pick up some new people at the same time. So if you are a pharmacy that delivers, we'd like to hear from you. A little free advertising for you on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. We are your home companion. Yes, we're here to keep you company in your home. You like that? Guys, is that a good slug line for me? What do you think?
I do. When's the banana bread ready?
I'm going to throw in another question that you guys can answer for sure, and practically everybody else, because it's one thing that I thought was a good idea years ago, and now it's a really good idea, and some stores and some supermarkets around the country are starting to adopt this. One-way aisles, okay? All right, let me just grab a sip of water here so I don't choke to death on live radio.
I like that idea. If you're talking about one-way aisle, maybe that will be less congestion in the aisles, yeah. Maybe give or prevent people from talking as much and, you know, stop.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I get road rage in the supermarket if I'm behind two people that won't get out of the way.
And you know what's even worse? When you're going on the right-hand side of an aisle one way, somebody's coming down the aisle on the other side, and they stop to talk to somebody.
Yep.
Suddenly the entire aisle is blocked. And I know, now Tony will probably get mad because...
Oh, he's going after children.
Anything about children, you know, Tony gets the hair on his neck, stands up. They're not all ideal children like yours.
No, Tony. They're not.
Yeah, but... whoever invented that little race car that you put the kid in ought to be deported. We ought to send him to Canada. Because they clog up the aisles all the time, or even the ones that are in the cart. The ones that are in the cart, as they go by, they grab cans off the shelf, prices, display pieces, things like that. I think one-way aisles would be a very good idea, much more efficient, less crowding, and I think it would actually be very beneficial in a time like this, because it'll give you time to get in, get out, without being clogged up.
You know what's funny is I go in the same direction every time I shop. I start at the freezer section, and I'll go up where the paper towels and that. So I'm hitting the one way, the same, every aisle, I'm going down in the particular direction every time I shop.
Okay. Buzzy, how about you? One way, or do you go both ways?
No, I'm all about one way.
How about if they split an aisle in half? You could go three way then. That would make everybody want to go grocery shopping, don't you think?
That's tomorrow's show.
That's tomorrow. Three way at Wegmans.
But, you know, not only do one way in an aisle, but also a limit. And people need to start using common sense. This goes past this. It's if you see one or two people in the aisle, you can skip that aisle. Get something in the next aisle that's empty, and then work your way back.
I do that. I don't do it now because I don't shop now. Bernie does. But when I did shop, which for a long time, I was very efficient, knew where everything was, and I, like Tony, would go here, there, not waste my time. There's always aisles in a supermarket where you wonder why they have a display of something. Why is that there? Have you ever gone down the aisle and you see lawn chairs? And you go, who in the hell goes grocery shopping and then goes, I should pick up a couple of lawn chairs?
I can get a tent for my yard.
Yeah. And they have, they always have a row long enough to for cosmetics for Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, it's just huge aisles of cosmetics. So there must be a big markup in cosmetic and lawn chairs. And I think if Rosie wore a lawn chair, she'd look better.
You know, I'm all about, like, the seasonal being out in that little vestibule, be it Wegmans or Tops. I'm fine with that. But then when you're trying to make a summer display in the middle of your little seasonal aisle, that just helps back up the aisle. Because now all it takes is those two carts. And you have to somehow work your way through the display tent and knock over the vase.
You find out that if you really chartered them like Tony has, that you don't use a lot of the aisles that are there.
No.
You only use a certain ones, and you go there, and you know where you're going. There are very seldom people that have everything scoped out. A lot of them don't know. And here's one thing. The supermarkets are not laid out the same. Every Wegmans isn't the same. Every Tops is not the same. So you may have your market down, but for some reason you're at a different one, and things aren't displayed the same way. It takes a lot longer. Okay, that's what I think as well.
Yeah, I agree.
1-800-616. Still thinking of the three-way at Wegmans.
That's right.
Nothing. Tops can't beat that.
No.
They can save me all they want.
Tops never stop saving me more.
I'm going to Wegmans anyway. Wegmans. Yes, Wegmans.
By the way, shout out to Wegmans for doing such a great job. You see the guys in the lots, they're constantly spraying down cart handles. When you see them in the store, they're spraying down. So they're really doing a great job in trying to protect their customers.
I went there once and saw them spraying down Buzzy.
As long as we're giving shout outs, I have to say I've been frequenting Wegmans, Target, and Tops during all of this. Wow. And I have to thank Tops on Southwestern for the 10% off during a time like this. That'll go a long way.
No Aldi's? You got everybody in there but Aldi's.
You know what? I'll go to Aldi if I'm hitting up Wegmans because they're right next to each other. But since all of this, I'm trying to do these shorter trips. So I've been spending a lot of time at the Wegmans, at Tops. That's literally in my backyard.
Well, Aldi's used to, I think they still do. You got to bring your own bag, cloth bag, whatever it is. They have some unusual stuff. We saw them when we were over in Germany. They originated in Germany. They're all over the world. That cloth bag thing, I don't know. I just put things in my underwear instead. Hams.
Get that turkey out.
Hams. I always love Thanksgiving. Get the big bird out there. We'll take a break on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.